thing. I had those trimmed up 2 years ago. I sit there and all these here, that magnolia, he said it out. No.
Yeah. What's that tree?
Pinot. That's what they are, pinot. Yeah, I trimmed them. See, I trimmed them up and they just put out again. Yeah. They get those branches reach way out towards the house and I had to cut them, trim them up.
Uh-huh. This is very pretty. You know, you don't see many houses anymore that are built with shade trees around them.
No, I know. That's right. But I love trees. As soon as I got in there, we set out some, and they died. All but that one down. That didn't. And these did. So in 42, I set out some, oh, about like that. That's what they are. But
was the land, when you were coming up, were there more trees, or were there, you know, was the land more, was more land in cultivation? A lot more.
Yeah. When I come up, in the summertime, when they laid by the crop a lot of time, we'd clean up new ground. You know, just go out and cut trees, a piece of land, cut it down, and then next spring, let it dry until next spring.
Yeah.
And clean it up, go in and burn it off, you know. Is that thing on?
Yeah.
All right. My dad had a couple acres cut down next to a good big creek.
Uh-huh.
So the creek got up, and it's very near waist high in the deep.
In the field.
We got out there naked and throwed it. We cleaned up that new ground. The water was up, you know, and vine and thing, you know, we'd cut those vines. We'd be floating a drift out, I don't know how big. And when the river went down, the creek went down, we just cleaned it up.
Oh, I see. And how did you get it out?
That's right. It was about waist deep. And we went down there, well, it wasn't winter time, but early spring, it was cold, but it didn't bother us.
Clearing up new land was tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was work. I mean, call it log rolling, you know. Just
how did they clean the land here?
Now it's different. They got equipment. They're bulldozers now. You know, that's what they use now, bulldozers. But I don't like it because it piles up too much dirt in the pile. You see, when it's clearing the stuff and things, you've seen piles of logs and trees piled up.
Right. Yeah. Well, they rip off all the topsoil.
That's right. That's what I'm getting to. They rip off all the topsoil. So on.
But the land was a lot different here, wasn't it, when you came here? I mean, you had to do a lot of work in this land, right?
Oh, Lord, yeah. I had to clean up. Well, it was kind of a throwaway place. Two niggas owned it when I came in. I really had to do some work cleaning
it
up.
Did you have to save a lot of the land?
Just what you mean.
Well, I mean, were there places where wash it out?
Yeah, such as that, yeah. And I had to fill in and build up, you know, putting a lot of old logs and things and stop the washes and all such as that. Sure, it was a rundown place when I took over here at 1735. Yeah. Now, that's what one thing the government has done. When they came in here and went to building terraces, you know, during the Depression, that's when they started that. Now, that was a good thing. They built terraces on this hill land, you know, stopped the washes and all. Of course, a lot of them didn't keep them up, never maintained them after they built them, and the cows going, you know, cows were walking the same track all the time. Well, they'd cut them and then flood and wash them out and such as that. A lot of them going to the bad, but it was a good thing. It saved the land.
Yeah.
But this welfare, that has ruined the labor. There's a lot of young people able to work it on the welfare, and they just ain't going to do nothing.
Was there a community out in this area, in other words, a store, when you were here in 35?
Right up on the blacktop, it was. That's right. A store.
Okay, I came in this way, from the Felixville store.
Well, you were at the real post office down there at Fawkes Road.
At the post office.
You were? All right, you...
See, you told me to turn left, and when I was talking with Grover, he said turn right. And I thought something was kind of funny there.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, get cross-reference. So I asked the lady in the store, and she said, turn right. So she said what you thought probably that I was up.
At the other store, that's right.
There's another store?
Yeah, if you went on further, there's another crossroad. And what used to be Old Felixville, but they moved it up there. This woman, there was a woman where you run that store where you were.
Yeah.